This is KERA News. Cap, gown, oxygen tube, and wheelchair. Before the ceremony, Janet Fine beamed with excitement, surrounded by students her grandkids' age. She says she got the itch to go back to college after retiring from her secretary job at 78. She'd previously earned an associate's degree.
It was still unfinished. I had in the back of my mind that I wanted to go as far as I could. I would have even gone further than this, but it's a little difficult now.
At first, Fine took DARTA class, then used her walker. She found her classmates warm and welcoming.
They used to hold the door open for me so I could get in with my walker. And they even celebrated my birthday with me.
UT Dallas President Richard Benson gave Fine a special shout-out during the ceremony.
Ms. Fine raised a family of five, worked and pursued college classes over the years, and now she has accomplished her longtime dream to be the proud holder of an undergraduate degree. Congratulations, Janet.
After moving to an assisted living center, she finished her last classes from home. Richard Scotch, her sociology professor, crafted a special lesson plan for her with some independent work.
It was clear she wasn't just trying to, do the minimum or just get by. She really was very enthusiastic about it, and some of the material she read was quite challenging, and she did a great job with it.
Despite Fine being the oldest of UT Dallas's 2,800 graduates this semester, she says she's not done yet. Fine plans to take a few political science classes, which she finds, quote, stimulating. In Dallas, I'm Anthony Cave.